From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Abraham Lincoln, A New Birth of Freedom by Janet and Jeff Benj. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit ywampublishing.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Free Passage. Captain Abraham Abe Lincoln looked up from cleaning his rifle. Were the men louder than normal? He gave the gun a final stroke with the oilcloth, stood up, and strolled over to the tents to investigate.
"The only good Indian is a dead Indian,"
Abe heard someone yell. He quickened his pace, every sense on high alert. As he rounded a tent, he saw a group of men from his company and from Major Stillman's company clustered in a circle. With his height, he could see over their heads to the middle of the group, where an old Indian man stood clutching a piece of paper.
"It's a letter from General Cass,"
Abe heard the Indian say, his eyes wide with fear.
"A letter?"
laughed one of the soldiers.
"How's a letter going to protect you?" "Let's get him!"
yelled another man. Just then, Abe elbowed his way to the front. He took the letter from the old Indian and quickly read it.
"This man is right. He has a letter allowing him to be in the area. He means us no harm," he told the group.
A shout of rage went up from the soldiers.
"I enlisted to kill Indians, and here's an Indian. He's not getting out of here alive."
The hair on the back of Abe's neck stood up. Abe knew he had only a second to decide what to do. The man wanted to see blood spilled. Abe couldn't just turn and walk away and let the soldiers vent their rage on the old Indian man. Instead, he pushed the old man behind him.
"Whoever wants to harm him will have to kill me first," he vowed, looking the men under his command in the eye.
Abe saw rage in their faces, then resignation. He seized the moment.
"Go on back to what you were doing," he ordered. "I'll take care of our visitor."
Slowly, the men drifted away, and Abe escorted the Indian safely out of the camp and watched as he disappeared into the woods. As he walked back to camp, Abe worried about the men. They were spoiling for a fight. And he knew from his own boyhood that when someone wants a fight, he usually finds one. He decided to keep his company extra busy with chores until they were on the move again. Back at camp, Abe sat down by the fire and poured some coffee from the pot simmering there into his tin mug. As he sipped the strong black liquid, he thought about the incident. Yes, the man with the letter was an Indian. And he and his men had been drafted into the militia to fight Indians, in particular Black Hawk and his men. But the letter from General Cass the old Indian carried conferred on him the right of safe passage, and Abe had to obey it. The United States was a country of laws. To give in and allow his men to take out their frustrations on the old man simply because he was the first Indian they had encountered on their campaign would have struck a blow at the very laws that bound the country together. If freedom of movement had been conferred on the Indian, then it needed to be protected at all cost. After all, the future of the country depended on the rule of law. People couldn't be allowed to do as they pleased. Even out here on the frontier, where life was tough and surviving from year to year consumed the waking hours of most people. Although he didn't know it then, this belief would serve Abe well as President of the United States, leading a divided country through its most difficult crises. But right then, sitting by the fire on the western frontier of Indiana, all of that was in the future. Far beyond the imagination of the young man who, as a small boy, had come to the wilds of Indiana from Kentucky with his family.